From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. The U.S. defense chief says a U.S. warning to Syria is apparently working. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis says that the Syrian government appears to have heeded a U.S. warning to not use chemical weapons. Mattis said it appears they took the warning seriously, referring to the regime of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, saying it had not launched any new chemical attacks. U.S. military officials say there are indications of activity, however, at a Syrian airbase to back up an unusual White House public statement Monday night warning President al-Assad against launching another chemical weapons attack. Details from VOA White House Bureau Chief Steve Herman.
The White House is pushing back against assertions that some key U.S. officials were caught by surprise when Press Secretary Sean Spicer issued a written warning to Damascus that Syrian President Bashar al-Assad and his military will pay a heavy price if they conduct another chemical weapons attack.
I can tell you that leadership from the State Department, DOD, DNI, the CIA, as well as members of the administration within this building, were part of that process from the very beginning.
Damascus and Moscow are dismissing U.S. allegations that the Syrian military is poised to launch another chemical attack.
Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
Turkey's military is claiming its forces have destroyed Syrian Kurdish targets overnight in retaliation for artillery fire against Turkish-backed forces in northern Syria. A Turkish army statement said the clashes happened in the Afrin area. The Kurdish People's Protection Units, or YPG, are a key part of the U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces. This is VOA News. A major cyber attack, the second in as many months, swept across international boundaries Tuesday, affecting computer networks in Russia and Ukraine, and most, for those two places, and to a lesser extent in Britain, France, Italy, Germany, Poland, and the United States and parts of Asia. More than 300,000 computers were impacted last month by a ransomware virus, indicating that many networks remain vulnerable to increasingly aggressive hackers. The virus affects networks using Microsoft's Windows by encrypting hard drives and overwriting files, then demanding a ransom payment to restore access. Tim Rawlins is director of the UK-based cybersecurity consultancy NCC Group.
Effectively, what has happened is somebody is using a very old exploit to attack IT systems. Really, we have built up over the years a huge digital debt. We haven't been patching our systems effectively. We haven't been keeping them up to date. And that really has led to this sort of problem occurring again and again. This is a repeat of a WannaCry type outbreak. And it really comes down to the fact that people are not doing, they're not focusing on what they should be focusing on. The very simple premise of patch your systems.
Microsoft says the virus spreads through a flaw that it did patch in a security update in March. Here in Washington, the Republican Party's long-promised repeal of Obamacare stands in limbo now after Senate GOP leaders, short of support, abruptly shelved a vote on legislation to fulfill the promise. The surprise development leaves the legislation's fate uncertain while raising new doubts about whether President Trump will ever make good on his many promises to erase his predecessor's signature legislative achievement. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell announced the delay Tuesday after it became clear the votes weren't there.
We're going to continue the discussions within our conference on the differences that we have, that we're continuing to try to litigate. Consequently, we will not be on the bill this week, but we're still working toward getting at least 50 people in a comfortable place.
McConnell promised to revisit the legislation after Congress's July 4th recess. The newly appointed U.S. ambassador to China, Terry Branstad, says the United States would like to see Nobel Peace Prize winner activist Liu Xiaobo treated elsewhere for cancer, and that the two countries must work together on human rights. The 61-year-old Liu was jailed for 11 years in 2009 for inciting subversion of state power after he helped write a petition known as Charter 8 calling for sweeping political reforms.
That's the latest world news from VOA.